Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
So we have some big news to share. And by big news, I mean it's deeply humbling, mildly offensive, somewhat hilarious.
I've been inconsolable all morning.
Breezy.
No.
We were nominated.
I guess. Why does this happen every year? If it's not us, it's me. Because this happened last year, too. I'm just sick of it. When will it be my turn?
Here's what we don't want. Both of us are big believers in not accepting participation trophies.
No.
With an invoice attached to it.
No.
Right? We're not paying for that. I'm so sorry. Thank you so much. So we were nominated for Best Morning Show. And right here in the 585, the city that we love so very much.
Well, technically it was Best Radio Personalities, because I don't think the people that other people were nominated have a morning. I mean, I don't know. Maybe they do. Yeah. Who cares, honestly, at this point?
We lost.
We did lose.
we lost so bad, you guys. I think it's who we lost to that stinks.
Listen,
a little bit more.
No shade.
No shade at all.
But like,
we just don't understand who
won. I don't know. Respectfully, I just don't know.
The jazz station.
The guy on the jazz station.
But, and you know what? Hey, I'm tipping my hat.
Shout out to him.
I'm tipping my hat to, what's his name?
Mr. Lucas.
Mr. Lucas. Congratulations. I don't know much about the station.
I don't know much about the station, and I don't know much about the person who won.
But here's
the other
thing.
Person that we were going against, Mr. Bobby. I was going to say Bobby Bones. Could you imagine? Mr. Bob Lounsbury. Lounsbury, whatever. Obviously, he's been around for a minute. He's much older than us, so that's fine. I get the demo and all the things. But just to get an email last night from the person who's putting this on, or the organization that's putting this on, which I'm not going to name, and says, you're a finalist. Get a plaque for being a finalist. What?
Well, you know, sometimes
I'm good.
I don't know where that money is going. And it just started making me come to the realization that there are times in your life where maybe you lost something and then you had to pay for the proof of your failure. What was that for you guys? Would you actually buy a runner-up plaque?
And I mean, they're only $100.
Well, here's the thing. I had a runner-up plaque for a film festival I was in, because my film came, I was runner-up, and they sent me an invoice for $250. This is for Phoenix, Arizona, for the Phoenix Film Festival. Like, do you want this? It's $250. I said, No. Why would I pay for that?
We don't.
Absolutely not.
We don't.
And we're not trying to come off as bitter or sore losers. Absolutely not. That's not what we're about. This obviously affects Breezy way more than it does me.
Well, true. Just because I mean, this has been my reality for the past 3 years. I've been nominated for these awards at the end of every single year.
Breezy.
Every single time. And I've never once gotten my flowers. Never, not one time. I campaigned. I bribed the woman on the show. I did it all.
And when
my efforts went unnoticed.
When she says she campaigned, I mean, she came up with, what, 52 different emails on her own that she submitted to?
I did a video. I welcomed in the editor, and she, it was a lot, yeah. Okay? But
creating 52 additional Gmail accounts just to vote, I mean, it's the desperation for validation for me.
It's not even that. Honestly, at this point, I've just been slighted so many times. I have to take matters into my own hands at that point.
What does it mean, though? What does it all mean?
I don't know. But can I just read you, like, kind of how I found out? I was scrolling Facebook, which I do once a year, and the Jazz Station announced their big win. And Lori goes, "Wow, congrats, Derek. We all knew it."
Hey.
Who's we?
Listen.
Who's we?
I want to say congratulations to Derek for taking best radio personality right here in the 585, who does the Jazz show.
Show?
Morning, night, afternoons?
Who knows?
Breezy, come on. Let's congratulate him. Congratulations to the Jazz station. Truly,
I wonder how much they
earned it
in advertising. Because that's the thing, guys. All of these awards, whether they be local, you know, statewide, national, the Forbes 30 under 30, I heard all of it's paid for. I do. I've heard that through and through. Your publicist calls their publicist to call this. And it just kind of dilutes the prize, in my opinion.
Let's go over to Rachel. I wish that was Derek calling in. Rachel says runner-up plaques are for middle school spelling bees, not for radio shows. I would skip the plaque and just buy a pizza instead. We got to give credit to where credit's due. And
I'm
by the way, if you feel so strongly about this, then it doesn't matter. What? I know you want your flowers, but you have to understand, as a team, you and look at all the trophies in this studio, Breezy.
I don't see any. I don't.
Wait, come on.
There's literally a Jesus candle of you and a Funko Pop of me.
We have the bowl here in front of us, the broadcasting awards that we won last year. All right, don't sweat it.
No, I'm sick of it.
I love that we lost to the Jazz station, to be quite honest with you. I couldn't wait to talk about this morning. I think it's great because there are a lot of really talented people in this industry and they don't get their flowers.
Yeah, I'm one of them.
Well, you're fine.
Just goes to show money talks, you know what I mean?
Join Moose and Breezy anytime.
Call or text 585-252-9800.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Number one hit music station.
98 PXY's Moose and Breezy invite you to grab your popcorn. Get comfortable in your seat. Because Breezy's about to break down a classic she somehow missed over the last quarter century. It's Breezy's Big Movie Review.
Yesterday on the show, Breezy and I acted out a scene from the 2001 hit classic Christmas film, Reindeer Games, starring Ben Affleck and, of course, Charlize Theron. Before Breezy gets to her review, here's a clip of us acting out a scene from the movie on yesterday's show for Mooster Peace Theater. He's done what we need him to do. Now we don't need him anymore.
Gabriel, you drive me crazy. You know that? No! You listen to me. Because we have to be smart about this. The more he wants me, the more he's going to help us.
You think he wants a cut of the money?
Oh no, baby. He wants me. He wants your little sister.
Well, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and jingle all the way. Why don't you be a good little sister and swim on over here?
Oh, God, the water's freezing. I need to get out. It's freezing, I tell you. Oh, God, the chlorine is burning my skin.
And cut. Okay.
I hate it here.
I mean, some of your best work, back to back. I mean, we thought
Christmas Shoes.
The Christmas Shoes was very good. Let's break down this film, shall we? Here's the breakdown. Just released from prison. All Rudy Duncan, a.k.a. Ben Affleck, wants to do is start a new life with Ashley, Charlize Theron, the girl of his dreams who he met through pen pal letters in prison.
I love after a lockup situation.
But between them and happiness stands her crazy brother Gabriel and his motley crew of deadly criminals who think Rudy has some sort of inside information about a casino where he once had a job. A casino Gabriel and his short fuse posse plan to take down. Rotten Tomatoes scored this 25%.
Merry Christmas to all and to all a good night.
Breezy, did this movie hold up, yes or no?
Okay, first of all, no. This entire movie looked like it was filmed on like a smoke screen. Why was the quality so horrible? It only came out in 2000. Like, what are we doing here?
25 years ago.
But like, relax. Like, it's still this decade. I'm like, was this whole thing filmed with a fog machine?
Go back and look at any film from the early 2000s. They all look the same. They're grainy.
It literally looked like it was filmed in a sauna. That's how like foggy everything was.
Okay, so the movie and the plot didn't hold up because...
No!
Okay, got it.
I couldn't see anything. how would I know? You know what I mean?
Breezy, let's get into it. Who's your favorite character in the film? There's probably a lot of them.
Ben Affleck's voice was not the same as it is in any other thing that I've seen him in.
He was a lot younger.
He was a lot younger. And
do you find him attractive?
I mean, yeah, he's a good looking dude. For sure.
Yeah, he
for
is.
Sure.
Who's your least favorite character? Gabriel?
Like, get a haircut. You know what I mean? Like, what are we doing here? It's just too much.
It was a lot.
Ugh, he looked like homeless, low key.
But. Women still into the shaggy hair like that when guys just grow it out to their shoulders?
No, it's not it. It's like, why do we both have a bob? You know, it's too much.
Old Motley Crue look.
Yeah, I sure. love the whole, what I will say did hold up is the whole pen pals in the jail thing. I love After Lockup. It's all I watched when I had COVID and did all the things during 2020. you lose a lot of brain cells watching it.
Yeah.
But nevertheless, pure and utter entertainment.
It's trash TV.
Yes. And I know that that stuff still happens because I saw it with my own two eyes with Gypsy Rose. You know what I mean? Her and Ryan just absolutely got after it while she was in prison.
We are reviewing for Breezy's big movie review, Reindeer Games, with Ben Affleck and Charlize Theron from the year 2000. Rotten Tomato score that's 25%. Did you have a favorite scene in the movie?
I think it was when they all dressed up as Santa Claus, started robbing everything. It's too much.
That was a good scene. What did you take from this film? What did you learn?
You know, love doesn't conquer all. Sometimes you got to go through the big bro to get to your princess.
Sometimes you have to act and pretend like your sibling is really your lover. And vice versa.
He did it too well.
He really did. Breezy, best throwback moment. We're talking 25 years ago.
I think I already hit it. The way it was filmed was in a sauna smokescreen. Couldn't have been worse quality. And Ben Affleck's voice. What a throwback.
Out of 5 popcorn buckets, what are you giving the movie Reindeer Games?
First of all, hated it. Second of all...
You're the worst. Come on. Give it a decent score. It's a good movie.
Fine. I didn't do as well as last week, and I will admit that. Only people who are willing to grow are willing to admit. So, I could have done better with my acting, but I'll give Reindeer Games out of 5 popcorn buckets a 2-2.
I would have gone 2.5 or more, but it's
your review. So.
It really is.
Yeah, could have done without all of the role playing of the brother and sister in the pool, but you do you. 98
PSY is free. And always will be.
Is it creepy or is it sentimental? How many of you keep your kids' hair and teeth as a keepsake? It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. We chatted about it yesterday on the show. I can't remember how we brought it up, but I did mention that my mother still has a few pieces of my hair from my very first haircut because she's a sentimental woman. For whatever reason, though, collecting teeth, hair, bones... Whatever else you guys got buried away in your drawers, it's giving off creepy vibes.
It is.
And I think times were a little different back then. I don't think anyone's still doing this type of thing today. I don't know. But if so, by all means, let me know. 585-252-9800. How much of your hair from your first haircut does your mother still have? Any teeth?
I don't know. I wish she would call in and let us know. I know she has a baby book. She has to. And if she doesn't, I'm offended.
That's where you keep it, though? You put in a baby
book? It's like a keepsake baby book thing, to my knowledge. I mean, it's probably, you know, buried away in a bin somewhere. So I don't know if she has access to it. But if I do have teeth or hair somewhere, let us know.
Yeah, I'm just...
Bethy, come through.
Bethy, what's the deal? Where do you store Breezy's DNA? I find this so interesting. I don't know what it is.
It is a little serial killer adjacent, I will say.
Good morning, PXY. Who's this?
This is Allison.
All right, go ahead, Allison. You're live. Good morning.
Good morning. You absolutely keep that stuff. It's not like it's old school. It is, if you have a baby book, there's a place for the hair. And I kept all my son's pinkies and his teeth. It's just... It has nothing to do with being old school. It has to do with being a parent, trust me.
But how often do you go back and look at that stuff?
What do you do with it?
Okay, so every year on my son's birthday, we go through his baby book, and I'm like, this is from your first haircut. Of course, I care more than he does, but it's what you do. I promise you, once you have a child, you'll be like, you got to get that little clip. It's like all these things all of a sudden become important that you think are so crazy.
But is it necessary to keep every tooth?
Oh, God, no. No, that's a little weird.
Okay, okay. You don't have all of them. God.
I don't have his organs. Okay. I don't have his organs in the baby book.
Right. There's no organs that you're keeping away. Got that.
Wow. Okay. No.
All right. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. That's okay.
She's like, let's go look at your hair. Okay. Can we have cake now?
Good morning, PXY. Who's this?
Hey, good morning. This is Eva. How are you guys doing?
Hi, Eva.
Hi.
pretty solid.
Well, okay, I'm calling because so you guys are talking about keeping your child's hair and your teeth and everything, right?
That's yes. right.
What about foreskin? So I've kept all of my baby's teeth in a small little keepsake box. It's really cute. And I labeled it by age because, like, each one has, like, a different phase of their childhood, you know, like, different things that are happening.
Right.
But, so I keep a lock of hair from his child, from his first haircut. And actually, you know what? Now that I think of it, I actually remember crying because he didn't look like a baby anymore.
Can anyway, we go back? Okay. Why don't we back up to the foreskin thing? What are you talking about?
Yeah, what?
Please, no. Please tell me you don't.
Oh, really?
Eva, what? In what world? In what world? What are we doing here?
Well, I mean, look, it's like his first day of life, right? Like his first day of life. Like it's not like I like put it on the shelf, you know, and been like, hey, everyone, look at my son's foreskin. Like I don't do that.
What? Why but keep like, that? You kept your son's hair clippings, his teeth that fell out, his first teeth, and then you took it in a step further and decided to keep his foreskin after he was circumcised. And put it where?
It's the first time. Well, it's just like in a mason jar on my shelf in my closet. It's not like I'm like putting it on the mantle.
Why is it? Well, yeah, so much better. Why is it not with the teeth and the hair? What's happening?
Yeah, you separated them.
Well, because it's his foreskin. I don't know.
Wait, but does your son know that you have this?
Oh no. No.
There's no reason to keep that. I don't I don't get it.
How old is your son?
15.
You've kept this for 15 years?
This is odd.
After all the moves and the reorganizing and the purging,
you got to take it with you.
Yeah. I'm not going to purge like his first day of life things.
Do you keep the umbilical cord too? Like what's?
Oh, I don't have the umbilical cord. I'm not weird.
Some mothers, there are mothers who have been known to keep some of the placenta after they've given birth.
Oh my God!
And they eat it.
No.
Yeah, people will eat it.
So look, my best friend has her daughter's baby teeth along with pieces of her hair, like in a little bottle. You know, I mean, on display, on actual display in her house. So I don't think it's that bad that I keep mine, you know, in the closet.
I mean, whatever you got to tell yourself, that's fine. You have foreskin. He's 15 years old. It's going to make a great
memories.
Yeah, it's going to make a great stocking stuff for this year.
Okay.
Okay, well, thanks for the call. Anything else you want to share with us that you kept?
I think it would be less weird if you did a shadow box of all of it, but like the fact that there's like
they're separated
teeth and hair and like a baby book somewhere, and then there's like a jar of foreskin with a spotlight shining down on it in your closet is like
it doesn't have a spotlight. There's no spotlight.
Okay, because that's so much weirder than what you're doing. Like what?
There's no spotlight. It's just. I don't know. Obviously, I felt like it was like a slightly different than his teeth and hair. Because that's why I put it separately. It's like a memory all bottled up in my closet. I just keep it there. I don't know. It just feels weird. When I did try to throw it out once, and I couldn't.
You're a sentimental woman.
I am.
You can call it that.
Yeah, I love my son.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen, Eva, thanks so much for calling in.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Bye. Angel says, hair and teeth are normal. My parents still have mine. I never thought twice about it. The foreskin part made me physically uncomfortable in my car.
Me too.
I'm not going to judge her as a mom. I just don't think we should normalize this. No, I don't think so. I don't think either.
This is so crazy. I am a dental hygienist, and when I moved out of my parents' house, my mom gave me all my teeth, including the one that I got taken out at the dentist. This is the like epitome of take your stuff.
Yeah,
like,
right.
I didn't keep any of this. Like, you did.
My God, Mom, whose leg is this? All right, so here's what we learned this morning, Breeze. Baby teeth are acceptable. Your first haircut is sentimental, right? And then your son's foreskin in a mason jar.
Silence of the Lambs, for sure.
Call the FBI.
Yeah.
Hey, and Stebbins every afternoon. I've got new songs you might not know yet. Lots of throwbacks you've probably forgot about. And of course, the biggest PXY hits right now. Come hang with me starting at 3 right here on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.